the makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you Lum and Abner.
Catch you a cold?
Oh, I guess so. Doggone the luck. Seems like I've had one cold right after another for the past 6 months.
Well, if I were you, I'd do something about it.
Like what?
Well, Thelma told me that Ray started out this past winter the same way. And then he began taking one-a-day vitamin A and D tablets, and he hasn't had a cold since.
Well, friends, perhaps Ray's low resistance to colds was due to a vitamin deficiency. Vitamin deficiency, you know, is one of the things which may contribute to lowered resistance against colds. So, why don't you take one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets made by Miles Laboratories? Now, these extra high-potency vitamin tablets are as rich in vitamins A and D as 1 1/2 teaspoonfuls of cod liver oil, meeting USP standards. And that's an amount which is greater than your minimum daily requirements. But unlike cod liver oil, one-a-day A&D tablets are mighty pleasant to taste. The cost, well, it's amazingly low. And because you take but a single tablet daily, a full month's supply of 30 tablets costs you only 50 cents. So why let a vitamin deficiency lower your resistance against colds when it costs so little to be sure that you're getting ample vitamin A? Ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamin A&D tablets right away. Look for the name Miles and the big one on the package, for none is genuine without them. Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner not only have the problem of trying to help Grandpappy Spears get his memory back, they now have the additional task of endeavoring to keep up his morale since his return from his fruitless trip to Toledo. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. Lum is talking on the telephone.
Listen. Well, now, you just stop fretting, Aunt Charity, and me and Abner will get Grandpap's mind straightened out some way. Why, sure. Well, you take it easy, and we might have some good news for you in a day or so. Yes, Ma. All right, Aunt Charity. Not at all, not at all. Goodbye.
What's the good news we'll have for her, Lum?
I'm feared I don't know.
Huh?
I had to say something to make her feel better. She's worried half to death.
Oh, yeah, she's looking poorly, too. Awful poorly. She sure just went down something wonderful here of late.
Yeah, so is Grandpap.
Yeah.
Guys, I wish we could get them two back together again. But he don't even recognize her. Thinks he's a bachelor now.
Yeah, how's he coming with that job we got for him, signing up them volunteer farmhands?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon.
Yes, huh?
It ain't helped his mental altitude much, though, I'm feared. Yeah, he still feels lonesome and feels sorrowful for himself.
Well,
I just hope this don't affect his mind no ways.
Effect his mind?
Yeah.
You mean where he sort of gets touched in the head?
Well, I don't like to say it just that way, but I reckon that's about what it amount to.
Oh, my goodness, poor old Grandpap. Reckon he'll start imagining he's seeing things and all that long?
Oh, I don't think it'll go that far.
Well, now, folks do that when they get touched that way, and he's been acting awful cuter the last couple of days. He might start seeing things long.
Wait a minute, I believe that was our ring. You better get it, Emma.
I'll get it. Hello, jot 'em down store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Huh? Oh, just a minute. I'll ask Lum. Ulysses S. Quincy, Lum.
Oh.
Wants to know whereabouts that Golden Era Discussion Club's going to be held tomorrow night.
Granny's. Tomorrow night's Tuesday night, ain't it?
Yeah.
Forgot all about it. Yeah, let's see. whose turn is it?
I don't know.
Oh, Granny's, I believe it's my turn to have it.
Hello? Over at Lom's place, you left.
Wait a minute. I never said I was going to have it. I said it was my turn. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Just a minute. I can't hear both of you, Lom.
Go ahead. Tell him I'll have it.
He wants to know what's the subject for discussion going to be.
Oh, I don't know. I ain't studied it up yet. Just tell him we'll discuss the life of some man.
Hello. The life of some man, Ulysses. Just a minute. What man?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. Tell him it's a surprise.
It's a surprise, Ulysses. Yeah, I'll tell him. All right. Yeah, goodbye. Said he hopes it's a barn painter, Lom.
Barn painter?
Yeah.
I wish he'd get that dadgum barn in his painting.
Me, too. What are we going to discuss at the meeting, Mom?
Oh, I don't know. I just said that to get shut of him.
Uh-huh.
Some high-class culture feller.
High-class?
Wait a minute. My grannies, I believe I just give myself a idea.
Huh?
Yeah. We're going to discuss the life of Milford A. Spears.
Milford? You mean Grandpappy?
Yeah. See, we'll start right in with the day he was born and give his whole life history.
Huh.
What he done when he was a kid of a boy growing up and all such as that.
Well, Lom, Grandpap ain't no high-class culture feller.
That don't make no difference. The point of this is to try and make him recollect his memory.
Oh.
If we all sit there and bring up things Grandpap did in his life, well, one of us is bound to mention something that he'll recollect.
You sure enough think that'll work, Lom?
Well, it's worth trying anyway. Call up all the members and tell them to study up all the incidents about Grandpap they can recollect.
Yeah, I'll get you Lissy and Cedric and Grandpa.
Wait a minute, though. Not now. Grandpap's coming. Don't call till after he's gone.
Well, he won't know who we're talking about, Lom. He don't know who Milford A. Spears is.
I know, but he... Mind that. Here
you go. Oh. Well, howdy-do, Mr. Davenport.
Well, howdy. Guess who I just signed up for volunteer farm work?
I don't know. Ezra Seastrong?
No. Guess again.
Let's see now. Oh, I don't know, Grandpap. I can't stand here and guess all day.
I'll tell you. Barbara Stanwyck.
Well, Barbara Stanwyck?
Yeah, you've heard of her, ain't you? Moving picture actress.
Uh-oh. Did you hear that, Mom?
Yeah, I hear it.
He's starting to see things.
Yeah, I'm feared so.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. There's an awful pretty girl at Miss Stanwyck's. Awful pretty.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I ain't actually signed her up yet, but I believe she's interested. I'm going to talk to her some more down at Beckley's drugstore.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I got to run over to the boarding house first and get some ice cream soda money.
Uh-huh.
I believe I'll put on my pigeon-toed necktie, too, sort of spruce up a little.
Oh, yeah, Lomi, that's a thing to do when you're talking to moving picture actresses. Why, put on a necktie, sure. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're right, I believe. Yeah, so long, I'll see you later.
Yeah, so long.
Wait a second, Buster. Don't you think you ought to sit down here and rest up a little?
Yeah, you better take it easy, Buster. You've been working pretty hard here.
I ain't got time now. Well, I'll tell you all about it later. So long.
So long. Doggy's Lom has happened as sure as the world. He's touched just as sure as the world.
And I'm feared he is.
What you reckon we ought to do about it, Lom?
Well, I don't know. Seeing hallucinations, I reckon you'd call it.
He's seeing who? Barbara Stanwyck's who he said.
I know what he said.
Huh?
I reckon we better call Doc Miller right away. See if you can get hold of him.
Yeah. Let's see now. What's his ring over there?
Wait a minute. Oh, there comes a customer.
Huh?
You wait on her and I'll try to find Doc.
Yeah, sure. August, who is that coming in anyway?
Let's see. Where did I write that number?
Well, come in.
Hello there.
Howdy-do, ma'am. What can we do for you today?
Well, I wonder if you could tell me where I can get transportation.
Oh, my goodness, Lom. Lom, I'm catch too. It's got me too, Lom.
What's the matter, Edmund?
Look here who I'm looking at.
Huh? Well, I'll swan to goodness.
Say, what am I anyway, a ghost?
Oh, no, it ain't nothing. You just sort of look like somebody we know. Or, that is, not nobody we actually know. More of a movie actor.
Oh, I see.
Did anybody ever tell you that you look right smart like Barbara Stanwyck?
No. No one's ever accused me of that.
Huh. Hey, you do?
Well, I should. That's who I am.
Huh?
Mom?
I'm on a bond tour across the country and my car broke down.
Well, that's a shame. Bless your heart. Bless your little heart.
Abner, watch yourself.
Whereabouts was you heading for, Miss Stanley?
Well, I was trying to get to Hot Springs. I'm supposed to broadcast a message from there this afternoon.
You are? Grannies, I'm afraid you'll never make it.
No, that's a long trip over there, awful long.
Oh, well, you don't have a radio station here in town, do you?
No, we don't, but I'll tell you what we can do. We got something that's just as good as a radio. We put you on the party line.
The party line?
Yeah. See, we just ring the fire alarm, and everybody picks up the receivers to listen in to see whereabouts the fire's at, and then you just start talking to them. That's all they are to it.
Oh.
Don't they do that out there in Hollywood, Miss Stanwyck?
Well, not that I know of.
Hmm, that's peculiar. Oh, well, they'll catch on to it sooner or later, I reckon.
Yes, I'm sure they will. They're fairly progressive.
Uh-huh.
Well, how about it, Miss Stanwyck? Do you want to do that?
Why, sure.
Well, good. I'll ring them up right now. Give them the double alarm.
Yeah, that's the thing to do. Miss Stanwyck, do you think I could sort of make a success out of myself out there in Hollywood in the picture business?
Well,
thank you. I'd take it up if it wasn't from a woman, Elizabeth. She's awful gentle. Yeah. Huh?
Oh. Hello, everybody. This is Lum Edwards, but they ain't actual no far. We got something better than a far. We got a real, genuine moving picture star from Hollywood right here, Miss Barbara Stanwyck. And she's standing right here beside me, too.
Yeah, tell him she's standing beside me, too. She's standing by me, Abner Peabody,
and
too.
Folks, she's got an important message for all of you, so I want you to listen good. All right, Miss Stanwyck, go ahead. Here.
Thank you, Lum. Hello, everyone. Our government must raise its second war loan, $13 billion in the next 3 weeks. Casually, the sum seems staggering and the period appallingly brief. Actually, if every man, woman, and child in the United States bought $100 in bonds simultaneously, the second war loan would be subscribed in 1 minute. Our failure to plan and sacrifice and budget to support this second war loan will be written in terms of too little and too late. Peace and security will come only from enough and in time. Most of us are subscribing our 10% to fight the war. Now we must subscribe for attack for victory. This is the crucial period of this total war. And total war means all and everybody. And everybody means you and me. Dig down, Americans. You have victory in your pocket. Thank you all and goodbye.
Grannies, that was a good one, Miss Stanley.
Yes, sir. You're one of the best out loud talkers I ever heard.
Well, thank you, Lum and Abner. And thanks for helping me out with the fire alarm business there.
Oh, not at all. Just proud to do it for you.
Why, sure. Won't you sit down and talk to us for a spell?
Well, I'd love to, but I really have to be going. I have an appointment.
An appointment?
Mm-hmm, yes. Ice cream sodas at Beckley's drugstore with an agricultural director named Buster V. Davenport.
Huh? All of which goes to prove, friends, that we never know what's going to happen next down in Pine Ridge. That's right, isn't it? Well, another uncertainty, especially these days, is when you're going to catch cold. So you better be on your guard. But if you do catch cold, remember that the relief Alka-Seltzer offers for the dull, aching misery of a cold is really hard to beat. Try it just once. That's all we ask. And let the results speak for Alka-Seltzer. Now, the next time you catch cold, take care of yourself, of course, and take Alka-Seltzer to ease your distress. Use Alka-Seltzer as a soothing gargle, too, if a sore, raw, raspy throat's a part of your cold discomfort, as is very often the case. Now, you know, of course, that you can get modern, effervescent Alka-Seltzer tablets at any drugstore, in 30 and in 60-cent size packages.